So welcome to Office Hours. It is 4 p.m. We'll get started. If you have any questions, please drop them in the Office Hours text chat thread. I will just @tag Office Hours again, letting them know that we're starting, and then we'll see if there's any questions. There aren't any currently, but we'll see what happens once I @tag. So that's @tagged. Head over to prime time. That's fine. We've only got like 6 people here. Come on, guys. Tell your friends. It's prime time. We're going to talk about cheese. I'm just going to wait for people to join, I think. We'll give them a few minutes, simply because, you know, all the people here are, like, people that are aware of what I was going to say to start with whilst I was waiting for questions, which is like, hey, check the announcements channel. We have another build. Yeah. But cool. Does anyone else get really bothered by socks? Not the user, like, actual socks, right? So, my legs just don't like socks. I don't know if I'm, like, buying the wrong socks or something, but, like, I don't know. My ankles are always itchy if I wear socks, and sometimes, like, I'll put them on because I'm leaving the house, and then I'll forget to take them off. Yeah, it's, like, irritation, but it's also, like, I don't know. It feels like the socks are, like, clamping my legs too much. Anyway, I guess we'll talk about socks for a bit. There are no questions. If you type a Neos question, we'll stop talking about socks, I promise. Oh, we have an actual question. Hell yeah, we can stop talking about socks. Although it is a quick question. Yes, the mentor program is open. You can find out more information about it on the wiki. I'm preparing the link for you right now, where you can find out everything that you'd like to know about that. It's a weird, like, page break that shouldn't be there in the wiki there. Let me see if I can get rid of that. That's logged me out. Great. I'll have to go to the login page. Wiki text, which is... similar to, I guess, like other forms of markup, etc. It's a little bit like Markdown in the it is what's called white space sensitive. So in some cases, we just see like random line breaks that shouldn't be there. There we go, I fixed it. So yeah, if you're editing the wiki, make sure that you don't add random line breaks in various places. Right, moving forwards to actual questions. Let's take a look. So Lou says, maybe not specific, but what's heavier on a per item basis, material orbs or material slots? So they're technically the same thing, right? So a material orb in Neos just refers back to the material that exists inside memory. This actually occurs a lot more in Neos than you realize. So in a lot of cases, what we do is we create a 3D representation of an object to help you out. Another example might be like a sound file, or in some cases, a picture as well. That isn't the actual picture, but it's a reference to the picture within memory. And then you can sort of, you know, drag it around, put it inside all the boxes and stuff that you need to make it work. So that's what a material orb is. But a material orb represents a material that is in memory, and it will stay in memory in the world if it's being used and isn't cleaned up with the various cleanup options that we have. So then it goes on to your answer about slots versus orbs. So by material slots, I think you're probably referring to the number of materials a mesh has in the mesh renderer component within the inspector. Now, I don't quite know how rendering is handled, but let's say you have an object that has 2 material slots, and in each of those material slots, there is a completely different material. What that means is in the rendering logic of whatever shader you're using and the engine itself, etc., it has to do 2 calculations for that object, rather than 1. I'm not going to, you know, it's thousands of calculations because, you know, light and shit like that. But, like, you know what I mean. It's like 2 sets of calculations. Once for, let's say, the red material, once for, let's say, the blue material. And so that will double the sets of calculations it will do. Depending on what type of material, means the number of calculations, right? So there'll be 2 of them rather than 1 of them. So, of course, that's worse in terms of performance. I don't know what happens if you put the same material in both slots. Like, let's say, I don't know, like a door where the door frame is 1 material and the door itself is another material. Like, I don't know, a white door frame with like a wood colored door because you haven't painted it or whatever. If that was 2 materials, and then suddenly you're like, well, what if I did paint the door white, right? So then you put the white wood material in the wood material door slot. I don't know what that would do to the draw calls, because it still is technically 2 separate, what's it called, like submeshes within the mesh. Yeah, there also, so spec says it would still incur a call. I think that's the way it works as well, because it's still there, like it's still a separate unit of work, I guess would be the term. There is a button that says combine slots of the same materials. There's a button there that will do that. So Lou has expanded on their question by asking, mostly wondering because VRC's performance stats only count slots, so having three slots of materials counts the same as having three slots of nine materials. I would have to like go take a look at VRChat's like calculation to figure that one out. I don't know what they're doing compared to what we're doing. All I know is that VRChat with like high safety settings and high performance settings is not a fun place to be. I was in a few worlds at the end of last week, and it was crazy. It's like, guys, 90% of the avatars in this world have been turned off because they were not like very poor. They were poor, right? And they've been turned off. Like, it's just crazy. Atlas your stuff, bake your blend shapes, Atlas your textures, you know. Okay. Let's move over to the next question here from Ramper. Literally, some giggling because I've answered this question like three or four times, but it always comes up when a new device appears. So, Ramper, Alex via Ramper, via like basically the entire community wants to know, will Neos come on to Pico Neo? If you want Neos supported on a device, make GitHub issue for that device, and then all updates about that device will be on that issue. So there is an issue already for the Quest Pro. There's one, I think, for the Vive, I forget what it's called. Like, not the like sunglasses one where you look like that guy from that film, I don't remember. But the one where it's actually a headset, that's got an issue. I think the Vajaro's got an issue. Like, basically, if you want a device supported, make a GitHub issue, and then the GitHub issue will help you sort of collate stuff. The other thing it does, of course, is it means that if you're unsure or you don't know any, there's any updates in that, you can just go to that issue. It's a little bit like, you know, the whole check announcements thing, but for devices specifically. What it means is that we are standardizing what we're saying about various devices by making sure that there is an issue there, which we can then update. So if you are wanting that device supported, you can subscribe to that issue. Make sure you get email notifications on if that issue is resolved. Generically speaking, of course, we'd like to be on every device, but there's various reasons why that's not possible. If you do make an issue, make sure you get people that have that device or want to see that device supported to thumbs up, and then that will allow you to show support. You know, as an example, let's say we have budget in our development roadmap for one additional device to be supported, and we see that one headset has 100 thumbs up and one headset has one thumbs up. You can probably guess what the conversation would be there. Of course, we could overwrite that depending on technical specifics, the complexity, difficulty, etc. But, hey, 100 people in the community want this headset and one person wants this headset. It's kind of like, you know. The other thing to remind people as well is that, like, if you message any team member about any objective that you want them to achieve, they'll probably forget it. They don't intend to. They're just, like, busy. So it's very important that you make sure that it is logged somewhere. I log everything that people talk to me about because I know that they're lazy and that they won't make issues, but we're all human. We're going to forget. The best way to ensure that your feature is answered is to put in a GitHub issue. All right, moving forwards. Jackal says, does the renderer prioritize based on what order the material slots are in? No, that would be based on the render queue setting. Or is it render offset setting? It's the one that's always negative one. Like, that determines what's going on there. So if it's negative one, it basically means, like, hey, use your own best judgment, and it'll slot it in based on its attributes. If you set a number there, then it'll make sure that it is rendered there at a particular number set. If that doesn't make sense, I want you to think about transparency. So let's say that you had a glass box, right? And so the front of the box has got a piece of glass on it with a glass material, and then the back of the box, the inside of the box, is like, I don't know, that like plush velvet stuff you see jewelry put in. If it were to render the transparent glass first, it wouldn't know what's behind the glass, so it wouldn't be able to be like, oh, but what's behind the glass? So it usually will render the inside first and then the glass second, because the glass has transparency. It gets rendered after everything else in front of it or behind it. Sharky asks a question which says, is there any expressions built in some of the public avatars, or am I missing something? Lots of the public avatars will have expressions and gestures built into them. I wouldn't know specifically unless you had one in mind. And if you did have one in mind, it's probably community made, at which point it's like go ask the community member that made it. We do have official avatars, of course, in NES Essentials. They are just sort of collections of avatars that we have the appropriate licenses to have in NES Essentials. Some of those have gestures, some of them don't, again. It's not something I can answer sort of globally in a global level. I can only answer it locally. Okay, here we go. So Jackal asks, I know that we shouldn't use local timer, local user of the timer node, but could you direct local user info into timer by way of a button and have the timer node just applied to just the user press the button and not all for the local user system? Do that with a variable. So on button push, write local user to a variable, like whatever type of variable you want, and then pass that into timer. I do that all the time. funny pun. I have lots of things that need to sort of have a particular user involved. And, you know, they need to... What's the word I'm trying to look for? I'm lost on English for a second. When running scientific experiments, data gathering, or even sometimes games or experiences, or even sometimes like just an object, you want to make sure that the user that is running the timer node, the updates, the writes, the web requests, etc., is a specific user. So I'm often making gadgets, tools, worlds, etc., where there is a dynamic variable that is used every single time we need a user. It's just like world, the user, world, the user that matters, world, boss, person, you know, and then that way everything runs based on them. Nitra says, our new GitHub issues actually being looked at by the NES team. Basically, none of them are getting official responses. I look at every single issue. I look at every single issue because it's cool. It's all, like it's bad when you like say or like it's not bad. Bad's the wrong word. It's like it's confusing when people say that they don't have official responses because it's like the official responses we can give to an issue are we are going to work on this, we are working on this, we are not going to work on this, we have done this, or questions, right? And so because of the current situation, see the announcements channel, blah 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 blah. I don't want to talk about it. It's difficult to respond to any of those. They get looked at though, but beyond that, even if they were not looked at, it's better that they're written down because the team will forget if they're not written down. So it's not like, it's not the best case scenario, of course, you know, it gets implemented immediately when you have an issue, but it's better than your issue being forgotten. So it's the better of like two evils is the wrong word, but it's the better occurrence compared to it being forgotten. It is better to put it in an issue. I need to vacuum. Anyway, Sharky says, Varleys are the main ones I use. Aeneas and VLC, hence I'm a bit confused, as I'm not sure they are licensed. I can't keep up with the Varley community. There are so many different bases, models, adjustments, kit bashes, rips, copy pasters, politics, and drama, etc. I'm not, like I said, I'm not up to date on this, but at one point I think that there was a creator annoyed because another creator had made an Avali base and was releasing it for free, and it was better than the one that was paid previously or something. And it's just like, the only thing that can be charged for money in the sort of world of avatar creation is uniqueness or like customized work. So talking like textures, clothing, etc. If someone comes along and makes like a very similar, but of course not identical, inspired version of that character, then I don't think you have license to it. The only exception there would be if the licensing to the original character, like the original Avali, was locked down, which I believe at one point it was. But then you can sort of say like, well, it's not an Avali, it's like this other space bird. And if you don't agree with that, I just want you to look at every single video game that has a pig in it and wonder if a furry had decided that the pig avatar base was theirs and no one else could use a pig, then Minecraft would be on the hook. Any other video game that has a pig would be on the hook because, you know, it's a pig. If you want a simpler version of that, if I tell you to imagine an apple and you imagine a nice apple in your head, the original like owner of the apple doesn't own that, right? You can't, it's just weird. Anyway, not legal advice. Please seek legal advice in a jurisdiction of your choosing. But if you would like to figure out which of the Avali bases you can use or has gestures or something like that, I would encourage you to ask a mentor. The mentors have a bunch of resources which will... they're basically sort of various avatars that are set up, have the appropriate licenses to be shared, and some of them might have gestures or etc. So, Lord Buckethead asks, when can you see Nios expanding in popularity? Only once our current issues are fixed. Moving forwards to Jackal's question, what is your next tutorial going to be about? Well, I don't know. I'm a bit busy with life right now. I need to get a new employment set up, and I'm also changing apartments. Funny thing about this, right? So I live in one of those big apartment communities that's like really expensive. And if I move, like, it's literally the building next door. It's like a grand cheaper and pretty much the same thing. I don't know what's happening with this, like, area that I live in. But, like, it might be where I ring up a mover and I go, like, hey guys, I need a one-bed apartment move. And they're like, oh, how far are you going? And I'm like, 3 steps? And they're just like, what? I'm like, you might as well not bring, like, a truck. You might as well just, like, bring some dollies and help me. Like, the couch would probably be the... couch and the bed would probably be the most awkward ones to move. Everything else is just going to be like, put it in a box, put it on a dolly, wheel it 3 steps out the back door and into the front door of the other place. Let's go. But yeah, that will save like $1,000 a month, which is kind of important, I guess. Anyway, hence why that will probably be my next tutorial, is how to contact a moving company and explain that you want to move like 2 meters to the left. Moving on to Rob's question. Rob, who says, does Nios support custom mesh deformers? A bend deformer example. I'd like to create a machine learning deformer that estimates custom character deformations from a different 3D package. No, we don't support any of that. You might be able to add something like that with a plugin, but we don't support any of that currently. Yes, that is true. Let me link the plugin page. So Rampa was saying that plugins will prevent you from connecting to sessions where users do not have that plugin. That is correct. Here is the plugins page. Rob also asks, any ideas for implementing ChatGPT agents into the world? You'd need to use the You'd need to use the HTTP nodes to get that sorted properly. You could probably also like do something over WebSockets because it is chat, but I would probably suggest HTTP instead. Many people have done that. You'd have to look around in the community. I'm sure someone can help you out. I haven't done it. I actually don't recommend it either. Not because it isn't cool or isn't applications for it. I just like personal take on ChatGPT is completely overboard, overblown, and blown out of proportion. It guesses the next letter or word in a sentence. That's it. So it is inaccurate, basically. It will look like it is, but then it isn't. So it's kind of crazy like that. People are like relying on it to write code and things like that, and I just always feel that's weird. Like, how much detail are you looking at and making sure that this is like the most optimal code or the best secure code? I don't know. Anyway, moving onwards to Risio's question. I've been doing a lot of baked Blender animations, and I keep finding myself something in a strange rotation issue that seems to appear in Nios but not in Blender. I really don't know what the cause is, but might have something to do with interpolated quaternion rotation. But I can't be sure any pointers on baking imported bake meshes of any of them correct, having them animate correctly. I don't know. And now the reason I don't know is because periodically we will find a quaternarian problem. So there was this mop many years ago, I think it was like a year or so ago. There was a mop which I tried to import from Sketchfab, and the mop would just look wrong. It was just wrong. Like bits were rotated weirdly. That got fixed. And then Earthmark was using an avatar where, I can't remember if it was the left or right leg, but one of their legs was just sort of like rotated in such a way that it just didn't make any sense. And so now there's actually a test in our like test code for mathematics, which is annotated as the flamingo leg test. And it's designed to sort of make sure that that leg problem never reoccurs. I don't know about looking into what's going on there. I haven't had that experience with baked animations that I've been doing, but I've only really been doing like character-based animations from Mixamo and stuff like that. So that might be why, because I don't know, like characters are like a known good path compared to maybe like, you know, other more complex animations. Like if it's like mechanical stuff, I don't know. You could always, I know everyone's going to be like, but you won't respond. It's like, you could always make a GitHub issue with, you know, a log file and a sample Blender that we can take a look at. Sharky says, when is the Neos coin going to be back in live builds? I know it came back and it's suspended. Okay. It is in live builds. It is in the standalone live build. It cannot be in the Steam build. It is not allowed to be in the Steam build by Steam. If the Neos coin was in the Steam build, then we wouldn't have a Steam build. So there's your answer to that. If you want to use the Neos coin, you can use the standalone. That is all the questions I have on the list. So if anyone has any additional questions, please get them through. Otherwise, we'll be ending off in about 3 minutes. So 3 minutes. Have any additional questions? I always apologize, like, at some point, like, I know I'm basically saying, like, make stuff on the GitHub a lot, but truly I will forget these questions at some point, or if they're on the GitHub, there's a lesser chance that I will forget. That's a good chatty question. Thanks, Lord Buckethead. So Buckethead asks, do you have any personal favorite worlds in Neos? I like worlds which are break the norm. And the reason why I say break the norm is we have a metaverse engine, but predominantly, the largest category of worlds I see are social worlds followed by game worlds. And while social worlds are great, there's only so many like cushions, string lights, soft lighting, and mirrors that I can take before they all start looking the same. For example, over in VRChat, there's, I don't know, like 500 or so club worlds. There's the Black Cat, which I can see your hair. The Black Cat's sort of a more upmarket pub compared to the Great Pug, but functionally the Great Pug and the Black Cat are the same. And then there's like Cozy Rooftop something something. There's about five of those. They're all named Cozy Rooftop something something. The pattern there is just tons of cushions and string lights, so I get kind of like worn out on social worlds. What I like in terms of worlds is anything that is not a social world, and in some cases isn't a game, but what I mean in terms of games, if we go over to the game worlds, I want something which is an experience. I see a lot of games where it feels a bit like an arcade machine, right? You play the game as though you're playing an arcade machine, but like we're in virtual reality. So I'd like to see game worlds where I feel like I am in that world, like a higher sense of immersion or something like that. A good example might be the MMC folks who made the transference, the one where you swapped bodies. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. Transference, transistence, something like that. That was Transpose. There we go. I knew it was trans something. That was like an experience. That was an experience, right? Which sort of like, it went beyond the sort of, what I mean by arcade is things like Murder, for example. Murder is a round-based game, and when you get to the end of the round, everything resets. And if you think of it like an arcade, all right, put another quarter in that machine. Whereas Transpose, it's like, hey, this is a whole experience. When you get to the end of that experience, your life is... better is the wrong word. Your life has been enriched by that experience. That comes from mostly my love of what I call like exploration-based puzzle games. When I say I like puzzle games to people, they're like, oh, like Sudoku. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I could do Sudoku every now and again, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is, like, the puzzle isn't Morse code, a five-digit PIN code on a door, red, blue, or green involved. Please don't use colors in your puzzle maps. But it's like, not only are you solving the puzzle of the puzzle that you're facing, but you're also solving the puzzle of the world. Like, what is this world? What does this world want me to feel? What does this world want me to experience? So you can look at games such as the Myst series for that. Quern is another good example. Abduction as well. I'm just listing Cyan titles at this point. If your game was made by Cyan, yes. No, there's a Steam curator I like when it comes to games. I know I've like drifted away from the actual topic, which was, you know, worlds inside Neos, but like think about making an experience over making a place for an experience to occur in. So social worlds, they're made for an experience to occur in, and that experience might be hanging out with friends and having a good time. Perfectly fine, perfectly suitable. There's nothing wrong with them. But what I want to see is a VR world that gives me an experience by itself, if that made any sense. Thumbs up. I'll now check other questions. Speaking of Cyan, their next game comes out in about 5 days ish, 5-6 days. I'll be gone. I'll be playing that. Of course, I'll still be doing any work I need to be doing, but you know, like I'll be playing that. It'd be amazing. I think it's got VR. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But yeah, I've been waiting on that forever, to the point where I forgot it existed, and suddenly, like, it's releasing next week! Like, okay. No need to yell. Moving on to a question which we have from Lou. They say, is there a different reason KFC, which from my understanding is a useless currency without a real-world value, is blocked on Steam bills? It's just because it's built on the same part as NCR. KFC is what we call a canary. So if you're not familiar with the terminology of canary, miners used to take canaries, which are just small birds, down into the coal mines with them, and the canary would die in a response to any sort of toxic gas before the miners would. This is before we had sort of things like gas detectors or health meters or even oxygen tanks or stuff like this. So they know if the canary died, they should get out of the coal mine because it was dangerous. And they did. So that's to come forwards into the sort of software design world as if you want a canary, it's if the canary broke, something is very, very broken. So KFC is a canary for NCR. So its entire existence is just to test NCR-related functionality. And so it is pretty much like a copy-paste of... It's not a copy-paste if you think... If you know technology or programming well, you know it's not a copy-paste. It's configuration and stuff like that. But for the layman's terms, it's a copy-paste of the NCR code. And so we have code which says, if we are a Steam build, disable NCR. But it's not disable NCR. It's disable any type of token. And so it just naturally kills KFC as well. And if it didn't kill KFC, then KFC as a canary wouldn't work as a canary. So that's the reason why it's sort of linked. That was a long, wibbly-wobbly explanation. I apologize. Beyond that, it would be easy for KFC to be mistaken. A Steam store review person for the policy could look at KFC and mistake it for NCR quite easily. And, you know, just how serious it was, they were like, nope, we're taking you off Steam. You've got crypto in you. We're taking you off Steam. That's like how hard and fast they were about it. So we didn't want to give them any reason to say, you still have crypto, even though we don't in the Steam build, of course. Yeah, KFC is just testing, right? It tests, it's the exact same code, the exact same flow, the exact same UI. It's just got no real world value. People have given it value. There's like casinos that use it. There's experiences that use it, etc. It's just testing. With that, I believe we're going to leave off as we're at 35 past. So let's go ahead and close off things, and I will speak to you next week. I am very far behind on notes. I was having some issues with Whisper, which is our thing that transcribes them based on stuff which Lexivo built, so thank you much to them for their services and building the tooling. But sometimes it just I'll leave it running for like 3 hours and I'll tab back and it's broken. That's not Lex's fault, that's just Whisper crashing or something. I've got to look into it. I have just finished, I just looked, last week's was just transcribed in text, so that'll go up along with the one before the vacation I had, and then I'll get this one transcribing as soon as I can. I'll post here when I've got them up to date. I know it's a problem. I know I keep falling behind, but I'll do my best, and I will speak to you again soon.